you're before us. Who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? You're before us. Who can be against us? We can win the battle if for Yahweh stands. Why is it so
tonight on the eighth-day calendar and its relationship to the times as we go into the scriptures and identify the 24-hour day that is broken into eight equal parts. Now, remember, eight is a new beginning. Noah was a new beginning from the house of Adam. Now, out of the house of Adam, the three sons, Shem was chosen to have the covenant. The Brit-ish, that's Brit means covenant, or the Ish people, the Brit-ish, the sons of Ish. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac is where we get this, and the covenant was given to the sons of Isaac, which in Genesis 21, verse 1, oh my, I get chills and thrills when I think about the divine covenant that we are not born of the will of man or the blood of man, but by Yahweh himself, being our father. He brought forth the bloodline. Did you know that a lot of people will believe that he is the root of David, as well as the offspring of David? He's the root of David. That means the progenitor. Now, we discussed that David was from the tribe of Joseph Ephraim. He is not a Jew. No man on the earth can prove he was. We got $1,000 reward for anybody that would like to try. And we've had several try and fail, and they all inform me, well, Pastor Buddy, I didn't know. I always heard that David was a Jew, Christ was a Jew, neither one of them was a Jew, ladies and gentlemen. If it be true, then Yahweh's covenant that he died to fulfill every jot and tittle. He had to be from the tribe of Joseph to be in the birthright position to inherit the kingdom that the Father had prepared from the foundation of the world to redeem the sheep that was with him from the foundation of the world. He said, I'm not of this world, neither are my sheep. So Genesis 21:1 will describe in detail who the progenitor of the seed of Isaac, or it might give you pause for a thought, if you'll really look into it, of the Ruach, of the Holy Kodesh, the Holy Spirit given. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you that the first watch, we're going to divide the 24-hour day into eight parts, and then we're going to give you the illustration of not the seventh day, not the sixth day, the first day of the second day. We're going to give you the illustrations that the Bible teaches an eighth-day Sabbath. Now, we regulated in part one and two to show you how the time count is kept by the lunar calendar. Challenge anybody under the sound of our voice to prove otherwise and bring a calendar that would biblically be approved by proving all things, and if they speak not according to this word, there is no light in them. Satan, the deceptor, the liar, the tarsoar, he crept in the very beginning to mix and mingle his seed with Eve, Adam's wife, the adulteress, as she was tempted and given over to the lust and the cunning craftiness and the sly deception of Satan as he sowed the tare into the field. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brought about on the major chessboard of time, Yahweh had to come himself to become the progenitor to match wits with Satan. And the Bible says he beheld him as lightning fell from heaven. Every man, woman, and child of Yahweh's union and covenant had failed in their attempt to overcome the mighty angel Satan as he deceived, led astray, blinded, corrupted, turned us around, turned us away, and would destroy the elect if it was possible. Yahweh intervened himself by becoming a master sower in the field upon the chessboard of genetics. Oh, my. Let me show you something here. The first watch, I want to get into the eighth day. Let me divide the eight principles of the time for you. First watch, sunset. Remember now, the day begins at sunset. And all of those other, the calendars of time, I listen to a lot of different applications of timekeepers that invent their own calendar or make them up one, and they have to go around the Bible. They have to walk all over God's holy word in order to get it done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if they speak not, and you limit by their speech and by their words they are justified, and by their words they are condemned. So the Bible said, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. That's the word. Stand on the word. And the Bible said it's a hard saying. It's against the grain of tradition. For well, they reject Yahweh's commandments to keep the tradition of the world, the Gregorian calendar. One of the biggest jokes. It's outlandish stupidity for anybody to believe and have enough faith that an international dateline dividing into the earth in the time zones that give you a day and night example by changing the times and laws agreeing with Daniel the prophet in 820 or 725 that they would think to change times and laws, and well, they have. Now we've got the solar alarmers. They use the sun to set the time, and they ignore the other system of the Bible. Shame. 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 I wonder why that they don't bring the Bible to the debates that I've had around the country and lay down the Bible and prove all things. They have to bring their theories. Ladies and gentlemen, my theory is as good as yours. Yours is as good as mine. And theories are worthless when it comes against the word of Yahweh. Otherwise, we could get a farmer's almanac and keep time with it. But a farmer's almanac is not God's holy word. Well, you say, well, then, what's the issue here, Pastor Buddy, in the big lie? Well, the scribes, beware of the scribes. They shall think premeditated. This is a conspiracy by the seed of Satan and the offspring, the spawn of the devil, little flesh beings by the genetic of the bloodline of the snake in the house. First watch. Sunset then. The day, according to the Bible, begins at sunset. And all these other systems, they will argue on that. See, just anything to go against God's word. They will go to great lengths and spend much money and time to convince you. Because Satan has got a zeal as long as it's a lie. And people love a lie. Truth is cast to the ground. And ignored, whacked upon, ridiculed, opposed, and reluctantly accepted at the last resort. Second watch, 9 p.m. to midnight. Third watch, midnight to 3 a.m. Fourth watch, 3 a.m. to sunrise. The first hour, sunrise to 9 a.m. Third hour, 9 a.m. to noon. Sixth hour, noon to 3 p.m. Ninth hour, 3 p.m. to sunset, and we begin another day. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Eight divisions of time within a 24-hour span. Well, it just so happens to be that everything is regulated by the lunar calendar perfect into that eight divisions of time. Now, the eighth day. What about it, Pastor Buddy? Well, you know, as we prove all things according to the Bible, that the Messiah in the 15th chapter and the 25th verse of Mark was crucified in the third hour. Now, when does it say the third hour? Noon. 9 a.m. to noon is the third hour. So within the third hour at noon, he was placed upon the torture stake. He was interrogated in the court of Pilate and Herod, the Elamite Canaanite at 9 a.m. Well, that's when most courts around the country convene. And have we ever adopted the laws of the Canaanites, the Sanhedrin ways of the black-robed judges of evil? Oh, my. Thieves and robbers, that's all that ever came before the Messiah, the Creator. And he said, beware of these demonic demons, the spawn of Satan. All right? Ninth hour, and then he died at 3 o'clock. Now, I told you, in the direction of the Maseroth, the sacred circle, and he that sets upon the sacred circle in the time system of eternity, that if you look at that from the heavens, that is at 3 o'clock when his face was turned toward the west, toward the British Isles and America. For the promised sons of the house of Joseph had gone to, along with the rest of the lost sheep. And so by his hanging on the torture stake, dying for them in the second Passover, in a far journey, he proved his perfect timepiece as he laid the foundation of truth to stand upon and to perform and to proclaim to the lost sheep of the house of Israel in the last days that they might return to the old path. See and ask for it. Oh my, how many lonely nights and days have I laid upon the earth, fasting and praying, agonizing in my soul, knowing that I needed the spiritual food from heaven, and that man's tradition of the church world that I participated in for 30 long, painful years of being hungry on milk and pablum of that which is weak, having a seem right way, but the end thereof is death. Now, what time then? Mark 15:25. It says that he was crucified in the third hour of the day. That's 9 o'clock. He was interrogated from 9 to 12. Now, 12 o'clock. We gave you the example on the sacred circle again. At 12 o'clock, high belongs to the house of Dan, the judge. Oh, my. And then we begin to go around the sacred circle in the evening as the sun goes down. Remember, it rose in Judah, the house of Judah, but it will set upon the house of Ephraim in the sacred circle of Numbers chapter 2 and Revelations chapter 7. My. Hallelujah. Now, Exodus 22:30, to prove the eighth day, you shall bring the oxen and your sheep after it's been with its mother 7 days, and on the eighth day you shall give it to me. Why the eighth day, Pastor Buddy? When no calendars, the Gregorian, the solar, or no other. Only the lunar calendar, if you count the new moon, to start reckoning the month and then regulate within the month the 28-day cycle of the moon. Even a woman has her menstrual cycle geared to the 28-day system of the lunar effects and all growth and all of the things that the lunar does to the effect of giving growth and life to. And without it, ladies and gentlemen, you would literally starve to death. And people have the gall to call us children of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, he was praying in the night. And if you knew what day it was that he was praying, you would understand something about the Passover. These ignorant and unlearned opposers of truth, thinking himself to be wise, have become fools and corrupting their own vainglory, glorifying each other rather than being glorified at the throne of justification by Yahweh, where they present themselves on the eighth day. They haven't got one. Only the lunar calendar 1-8-15-22-29 is your day appointed, ladies and gentlemen. No exception. Biblical. No wonder I get so amazed and upset and intense with my message of bringing it on like it is, and fearing no man, and fearing no one. Because if you've done your homework and you know what's on the next page, and you don't have to stutter or utter vain deceit, but you bring the word in two or three witnesses, let every word be established, and a man of God, a man of Yahweh, could be fully furnished unto all good works. And ladies and gentlemen, man's way, the Gregorian, anything else that's been devised, but man, I've heard some of the most idiotic people trying to get around the Gregorian because they know that ain't right. We got some prophets that's in this movement that are pretty smart, give or take some book learning. But they're ignorant when it comes to the word. They haven't studied, they haven't fasted a day in their life. Their bellies are their gods as they go about in a flesh vain glory. You may know pi, you may know the sacred circle and the equations, you may be able to divide and to construct something other than what the Bible says, but I guarantee you one thing, when you get before him, the books will be opened. And it won't be out of the 23rd chapter of your imagination that you'll get judged either. It'll be out of the 66th book, 1189 chapters, and of these things that are written therein. These things shall judge you worthy or unworthy. Now, in Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1, that was Exodus 22:30. You shall give it to me on the eighth day. Why? The eighth day. That's when they brought their offerings to Yahweh, to the temple, and to his house to be accepted, and it's called the eighth day in the Bible. No other formula in the world has been devised except the formula that Yahweh gave man and hid it in the scriptures and hid it from the wise and prudent, sent them a strong illusion. And anybody that believes that the Jews have kept the seventh day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they know from the very day of the beginning of the creation of earth, do you believe that when they themselves have adopted a form of the Gregorian calendar and called Saturn Day the seventh day, just because Pope Gregory said it was the seventh day, and will along come the Jews, the wandering vagabonds, the time changers, the corruptors, the soothsayers, the scribes, and the Pharisees to change times and laws. And we've done been warned, ladies and gentlemen. We done drunk from the fountain, the cistern of living water. But they viewed them out self, theirselves, broken cisterns that can hold on water, their liars and slow bellies. Evil and corrupt and vain in their imagination, professing themselves to be wise, they have become fools. On the eighth day, the flesh of the foreskin shall be circumcised, and that covenants exclusively to the house of Israel, the sons of Jacob. Ladies and gentlemen, Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, check it out. The eighth day. Well, most people, in their ignorance, don't even know when the eighth day of Yahweh's calendar comes. They don't have an eighth day. They can't reckon. They can't comprehend. They can't figure out because it's hidden from their eyes. And there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. He hid it from the wise and prudent, revealed it to the babes, the humble, the ones that would be his sheep, the ones that were true blue. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my, how the eyes sparkle of an Israelite, how the reflection of those that are ruddy in their complexion, how beautiful are the feet of them that come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel in the last days and call restoration days as the sun goes down in the west. And this is up on the house of Joseph and his sons as they reveal, as they covenant principles and lay the foundation and a sure stone in Zion, and he shall come crying grace unto it. Leviticus 14:10, on the eighth day, take 2 rams without defect, bring them for an offering. Leviticus 14:23, the eighth day, he shall bring them for a cleansing to the priest at the doorway of the tent. The eighth day was present at the tenth day, and Yahweh knew which one it was, do you?
So, Pastor Buddy, I ain't got nothing but the calendar hanging, I got it down.
So where'd you get it?
Down at the bank.
Oh. You trust the bank to give you out a true calendar when you trust them to count your money? Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen, the international bankers and the doctors, lawyers, and merchants and thieves are all bound into a covenant to deceive the very elect and would, if it was not for the prophets and the lone voices and the witnesses of Isaiah 44:6. Isaiah 43:10-11, Revelation 1:8, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am the first and the last, and I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need the key to get the time, the covenant from Yahweh, and if you're not keeping his day on appointed the time he said I'll meet with you, then you're missing your appointment. You say, oh, it's not important, I worship God every day. You a liar. Why did he institute and bring forth a certain day to meet him on and to keep it holy? He didn't say to keep every day holy. He said to work 6 days, but keep the Sabbath day holy. Which day is it? If you start with the first day, that's a new moon. Nobody wants to keep that one. Talk to your solar people and see if they will acknowledge a new moon, covenant Sabbath. Hell no. Hell no, we won't go, they say. Hell no, away with the moon. You children of the night. Well, this is children of light revelation. Doesn't matter whether it's in the night or in the day. He's the God not only of the day, he's the God of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know some of the greatest miracles that happened in the nighttime, according to the Bible. And if you want to get in a long debate about the nighttime, then you need to link up with Pastor Buddy, and my number will be given to you freely, publicly, and I'll call you back on my nickel so that it won't cost you nothing, and you won't have any excuse to say, well, I just don't have the time. Well, you need to take time to be instructed in the ways of Yahweh. The Bible said to see and ask for the old path. The eighth day, he shall bring them for a cleansing to the priest. Leviticus 14:23. In 15:14, on the eighth day, he shall bring them to the priest. On the eighth day, he shall take the turtle doves on the eighth day. Leviticus 15:29. Leviticus 22:27. An ox and a sheep, when it's born, bring it to me on the eighth day. Leviticus 23:36. Bring it to me on the eighth day, and for 7 days you shall present an offering by fire. This is in Leviticus 23 in the covenant festivals, and I didn't give you the details that every festival that Yahweh gave, the Passover festival and the Tabernacle festival, was always beginning on the 15th day. 1-8-15-22 is the lunar Sabbath, and the moon correlates, and it quarters itself and shows itself in its fullness, and Yahweh always, no exceptions! He don't start it on the 23rd day of the sun. He started on the 15th day of the moon when it was full. My, my. Want some scriptures for it? Got about 100 we could reel off the top of our head. We just ain't got time. Give me about 5 hours, and I could go nonstop. Just give me a drink of water in a while, and watch me bring it on. Ladies and gentlemen, the eighth day is the day that Yahweh was to present an offering, according to Numbers 7:54, that the sons and the leaders of Manasseh presented an offering. They were not to dare bring anything except on the day appointed. If they showed up any other day, they were chided by the Levites that kept the precious post of the temple. And according to Ezekiel chapter 46-1. Read it and weep. You Gagorian believers. You Seventh-day Adventists. You liars. You corruptors of Yahweh's holy word that criticize the Catholic Church as a whore. You turn around and keep her calendar and use the name that she came out of Babylon with. My, my, you better go back to the drawing board and get born again from above instead of below and quit letting some preacher pat you on the head and claiming you're a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm an Eighth-day Adventist, ladies and gentlemen. You ever heard of one of them? Well, get used to it because that's the Bible way. On the eighth day of Numbers 29, verse 35, on the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You know what a solemn assembly? That was the high day, ladies and gentlemen. On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no laborious work. And in Numbers 29:1, which was the beginning of that month, the new moon. Oh, there goes the solar ticks. Yep, the lunatics won that round, didn't they? Yes, I'd rather keep time by the moon and let it tick off by time schedules and quarters and perfect structure between the solar and lunar. There's no conflict, but you can't have one without the other. The two lights in the heavens with the stars to position itself in the sacred circles of the Maseroth. We got a teaching on that, ladies and gentlemen. It'll make your knees weak. Most people haven't even heard of the word Maseroth. They don't know what it means. Check out the book of Job, verse 38:15 or 38:21. You'll find out exactly what it means, ladies and gentlemen. I know that the time has come that men will not endure a sound doctrine. Well, what do we do, Pastor Buddy? Well, we don't faint. And we don't run. We stand on the holy word and we declare the open word of Yahweh and we confirm it with the signs of following to the believers. If they hear not, it's because they're not his sheep. And if they hear it and obey not, woe is to them, for it had been better to not have known it than to hear it and not obey it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down at the bottom of that. We're going to take a 2-minute break to give you our battle song here right in the middle of our program. I'll be back in two. And you stand with me, ladies and gentlemen. I know that Yahweh is the mighty one. He's the one that is coming back after those that have kept the faith and has not denied his name. Let me give it to you right here as we begin our message for you with this song in part two. Y'all be for us. I want to play it again for you.
Who can be against us? We can win the battle with force. Y'all we stand.
You are with Yah before us. Who can be against us? Well, do you know that Yahweh made a feast of 7 days in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 in verse 9? Now, let me give you a few more scriptures proving the eighth day. And in the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly. Now, you know that I proved to you on a part two of the big lie of the timekeepers. Oh, how they lie. We're not culling anybody here, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking on all comers, and we're not challenging you because we're boastful and prideful. We challenge you because of the humbleness of the word that's made us believers. We had to humble down. We had to change our traditional ways. We had to come out of the Gregorian calendar. We had to come out of these false timepieces. If you listen to some of these preachers on the radio, they'll give you every imaginable man-made a theory out of the 23rd chapter of their imagination. They can't prove one word of it, but, oh, it sounds good. Well, a lie always sounds good. It sounded good to Eve when the devil lied to her. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, all she did was eat that illegal apple hanging up there on a tree. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that trees are male entities and their family tree is a seed line, and the tear line, she got into the tear line long before she got into the lifeline. And the only way she could get back to the life tree or the tree of life is that the tree of life had to get involved. Who was that tree? We don't talk about that tree in the midst of the garden. Ladies and gentlemen, the tree of life was there. But she wasn't desiring the tree of life. The Bible said he was comely and wasn't pleasant to look at. But Satan, the Bible said he was the tallest, most magnificent, magnanimous hunk of burning flesh in the garden. Oh, yeah, she envied him. And the sly, cunning craft of the snake people. They're still doing their work. They're cunning and crafting it, but you can recognize them as far as you see them. They've got a curse put on them. Oh, my. Yeah, most of them are runts. The land won't yield to them. They've been cursed. From the face of the earth will not yield its bountiful glory unto them. But Israel, the agricultural people, I was talking to my friends out in Riverside, California, and Porterville, California. Got wonderful friends there in both of those areas. Both of them are noted for their agricultural power. California, the great, magnanimous, magnificent state of California. The breadbasket, it's the eighth largest economy, if I've got that right, and I believe it's one of the leading economies in the world as a nation by itself. So then this nation, right here within this nation, California, has been so magnificently blessed, and now she's been turned into paid parking lots. Sewer dumps! Evil! The strangers have come in and invaded. Just like it says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21, or chapter 27, verse 31, as they have now turned this nation into a cesspool of corrupted carnal flesh people. That Devon never had a covenant with the house of Israel. Make no league. Do not give your daughters and sons to them. Do not let them come across your borders, and do not cross over except to kill them. Ladies and gentlemen, I heard a brother down here at a rally in Knoxville, Tennessee, stood up and said, if David Crockett was alive today, it would be an embarrassment to him to see what he left behind down at the Alamo. Oh, my. Has he battled in vain? Has our fathers built this country with blood, sweat, and tears as they've run the heathen out of this country and occupied it for Yahweh? And the Bible says Yahweh commanded for us to occupy till he comes. Will I find faith on earth? I doubt it. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9, in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly and kept the dedication of the altar 7 days. The eighth day was a solemn assembly after 7 days. Now, how do you get that into some of these calendars that man has devised? Look at their calendars. They just don't add up. They don't stack up. Oh, they twist, they turn, they invent. Oh, they have this sign day and that sign day and never 91 days and all that crap. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nothing but pure garbage right out of Satan's garbage can where they eat the filth of the world and deny Yahweh's word. And that's why that when Pastor Buddy gets on the porch, the little dogs get under it, and they will not bark because they got no bite with the word. If you ain't got a system that's orchestrated and illustrated and presented in the word, here's an 8-day. They got an 8-day calendar? Hell no, they don't have an 8-day calendar. You know why? Because they don't want Yahweh's ways. It doesn't pay. I'm preaching to a minority here, and I know that. I take my licks and keep on ticking by a few good people that tithe to my ministry to help me to prove these things and stand for them because they know that I'm going to get hit. They know I'm going to be attacked. They know that the overwhelming odds of unbelief is against this message. But they keep on helping me hold up my hands to preach the gospel and to prove all things. In 2 Chronicles 29:17, now they begin on the first day of the month. Oh, my. Well, when is that? Well, that's, let's see, the first day of the month. Let's see, I can't find that on the calendar, Pastor Buddy. It's not on my Gregorian. No. Well, some of them got fishing calendars. The only reason they put the moon cycles in there is for fishing and for planning, not for the setting of the holy times. You see, they've removed the holy times and the identification signal, the beacon of Genesis chapter 1. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 14 and 15. Why have they removed it? Because it interferes with their time, if you don't believe it. Turn over to the book. Oh, you say, well, now, them Jews kept the new moon, Pastor Buddy. You a lying crock. That's what you are. You are a liar and a slow belly. It wasn't the Jews that kept that. It was the house of Israel, which the house of Yahuta was only 1/13 of the equation. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get our facts straight here. And when you spout off at the mouth and blame the Jews, hide it on the Jews, or not the Jews, you better be able to discern who's a Jew and who's a Yahuda out of the house of the 12 sons of Israel. So we are not going to do any despite to the spirit of grace here. We're not going to stand idly by and let everybody blame something on the Jews. That's not good scriptural understanding without rightly dividing the word. We know how that Satan got into the house of Israel. All you've got to do is turn to the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, and there you'll find how that the snake, the serpent seed, the tare sower, sowed the tare into the house of Judah. If you go to 46:12, you'll see that Judah had three Canaanite sons. These are the firstborn of the house of Judah. But the Jews, these are the liars that say they are and ain't. These are the half-breeds that Christ was identifying in John 8:44. When you talk about the Jews, you bring about the illustration of a proper, don't throw all the baby out with the bathwater, rightly divide the scriptures. And that's what Buddy has said here for the defense of defending those that are out of the true house of Yahuda or the true bloodline of Judah, which got rectified and recertified, not as the birthright son. Ladies and gentlemen, don't have no birthright son until you get to the seed of Cain. Of course, Cain's children ain't going to inherit. That's why that Tamar went up and laid in the harlot row and brought Judah's bracelets and signet in, and she laid with him, got pregnant by him, this Israelite woman, to this Israelite man, He wasn't a Jew. Judah wasn't a Jew. My heavens, what's wrong with the people's understanding? Even in our own house, we got confusion. And that's where the devil works, in confusion. And there's so much confusion in these times. Listen to this. On the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly and kept the dedication 7 days and the feast 7 days. Well, how'd they do it on the eighth day? That's the 15th day. If you begin at the 15th day, you keep it until the 22nd day. The 22nd is your eighth day, and that's the day that we can prove. 1-8-15-22, example after example, biblical application of time, and that's why that we preach with boldness and don't fear anybody's reprisal or calling our hand. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at OK Corral, like the Messiah was at 12 o'clock, it was OK Corral. You say, oh, he got defeated there. They killed him. Ladies and gentlemen, have you read the rest of the story? He rose again. And for being on resurrection, you're still in your sins. And Satan won the battle. But like the song said, we're in a battle and Yahweh is on our side and we're going to stand. Let's look at it again. Now, they began on the first day of the month to sanctify it, and on the eighth day of the month, they came to the porch of Yahweh and sanctified it in 8 days. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out exactly what that time schedule is. If you got enough mathematical skill, I mean, you can figure out some complicated Gregorian calendar, and the only day you know that it's Wednesday is because the Gregorians tell you it is. That's man-made. That's tradition. International Dateline's a joke. And the Jews go along with it. Those that claim to be Jews of Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9, read it. They're liars. Well, what about the whore church that confiscated all of the Hebrew letters of the New Testament and folded them up and took them to the Vatican, eventually kept them in the archive, and 1500 years later they released another New Testament, not the original. They changed the name of our Savior Creator Yahweh Shua to the pagan name of Jesus. No, how the preachers hate Pastor Buddy get on that, because they have to get up, come tomorrow morning at Sunday school and preach Jesus, and Jesus, and they'll lift their little grape juice cups up and celebrate on the first day of the week. That's what they call it. My heavens, how ignorant. Day by day. Nehemiah chapter 8:18. Also day by day from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of Yahweh. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody keep the festival like that? Pastor Buddy and the House of Yahweh International preaching it to the festival conventions around the country. For those who stand on the sacred circle, keep it identical to the time clock of the sacred altar that Noah built in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis. Abraham built it in the 15th chapter, the 12th chapter and the 15th chapter, and he called on the name of Yahweh, and from there the heavens and the constellation above agreed in the sacred circle of the timepiece of Yahweh. Came to pass in Luke. Let me give you Ezekiel 43 verse. And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the eighth day you shall go forward with the priest and offer your peace offerings, and I will accept you. The eighth day. Ask some Gregorian preacher at Sunday school in the morning when you get there. Pastor, is this the eighth day? He's going to look at you like you fell off a turnip truck. He'll baptize you again in the baptistry back at the end of the church and make you 2 foot more than the child of heaven you was before you asked the question. Ladies and gentlemen, ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer from stupid people that have believed a lie to be damned. Ask a prophet. And the Bible said if they speak not according to this word, ain't no light in them. A prophet will give you the timepiece of the sacred system that Yahweh has ordained, instituted, and brought forth to prove all things. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father, in Luke 1:59, on the eighth day. Wonder what day that was. Well, if we go over to John, I got to close it out and get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. My time has just flew on by, and I've got to go. But let me give you one more scripture in John 7, verse 22. Yahweh Shua in a flesh body was standing there in the presence of the scribes and the Pharisees, and he warned you to beware of them. And they were watching him. He healed this lame man and said, take up your bed and walk. Well, they knew that it was against the law to carry a burden on the Sabbath. At least that's the way they thought it was, although they carried their feed sacks out and fed their animals. It was okay to do that, but they were going to chide him, and he knew what they were doing. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. If they condemn you for healing on the Sabbath day, and remember, that was the day they circumcised, ladies and gentlemen, the eighth day. Well, it must have been a Sabbath day. 1-8-15-22, 1-8-8-8-15-22. Each one of those are an eight-day Sabbath beginning at the time, meaning that if you mathematically prove all things in the month, not the week, but the month, you'll get the message. And you'll know what day to be circumcised on. You'll know what day to be worshiped on. You'll know when the sacred assemblies, and you'll know when to bring an offering. You'll know when he's there to you want to be there. He's a very important person, ladies and gentlemen. He's a king. And you need to prostrate yourself on the ground and lay there in honor of the great king of all kings, unworthily participating in the function of the revelation of truth. And as Paul said, I was chosen out of season, but I was chosen to preach the gospel. And the Bible said, preach the gospel, be instant in season, out, reprove. Oh, we don't like that. People say, well, Pastor Buddy, you're so angry all the time. Oh, my. I wish you could look in the eyes of that man that stood here in flesh for 33 years. How he was persecuted and ridiculed and cast down and forsaken and beaten and miserably entreated. The man that made the whole universe come into a flesh body. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Ignorant. They don't even know when the eighth day comes, let alone knowing who created it. And this is the author and the finisher of this calendar, ladies and gentlemen, is not John B. Rockefeller. It is not Pope Gregory III or any other jake-legged humpback preacher or some scholar that thinks he's got it all figured out and figures out a system other than what the Bible can prove. When we come to the scriptures into the festival, we bring the Word. And they bring their theories. Well, they can take their theories to a toilet and flush them down where they're going. Because that's what's going to happen to all those. They're going to be flushed out of the presence of Yahweh's presence when they have agreed with the enemy of the world. Even those that know the commands and the covenant and fail to keep them, it'd be better for them to not to know the way and to know it not going. If you love me tonight and you love this message, you need to support the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'll bring it on. I'll preach the gospel. I've read. I've studied for over 50 years. I know what's going on. I just didn't get in town yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. I've turned the page. I've pushed my plate back. I've paid the price to wear the crown of the gospel by proving all things. And here it is. Acts chapter 7, verse 8. And he gave them the covenant of circumcision. The Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, in John chapter 7, verse 23 said, well, now wait a minute. Y'all condemn me for healing on the Sabbath day, and here you are today, on this Sabbath day, the circumcising. What day was it, ladies and gentlemen? It was the eighth day. Yeah, but Pastor Buddy, what went with the Sabbath day? Ladies and gentlemen, if you begin your count properly in the mathematical between the 30 days within the month, and look at the 29 days of your lunar calendar as it goes through its function of the four Sabbaths, you'll see that Yahweh has designed a perfect eighth day mathematical formation formula, and we're preaching it tonight. Now, and he gave them the covenant of circumcision. This is the Bible saying unto Abraham, Isaac, and circumcised him on the eighth day. Wonder what day that was. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he was still keeping the covenant on the 1-8-15-22 lunar application of the times, and it's never been changed. It never will. And including that Paul said that he was of the stock of Israel. Oh, but Pastor Buddy, he was a Jew. You're a lying. You're a lying dog. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew. Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. Circumcised the eighth day. Wonder what day that was. Same day that Christ was healing and the Pharisees were circumcising according to the commandments of Abraham. Still keeping it. Keeping the Bible tradition, ladies and gentlemen. You can keep the family tradition of a lie and you can believe it and keep it. Christmas don't make it true that he was born on December the 25th. I don't care how many people celebrate it. It wasn't his birthday. And you know that. Now, finalized scripture. I'll close in this series, if you'd like to have it, part one, part two, and part three of the Big Lie. Just write, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. It shall come to pass in the last days in the new millennial kingdom that from one new moon to another, oh, there goes all of those solar boys out the door. Those solar ticks are taking a walk. They won't need the sun there no more, you'd see, ladies and gentlemen, but the moon, from one new moon to another. From one new moon to another, they shall come and worship me. Now, if you can't worship on that day, if you can't do it here, you ain't going to do it there. Get heaven off your mind. Get the millennial kingdom, the new earth, off your mind, if you can't keep it that way. You say, well, Pastor, but that's so hard, and it's so against my tradition. Well, that's good. Praise Yahweh. You need a hard saying, and I'm just the preacher to do it. Let me give you this word. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, what is that? Well, that's the time for you to come to send me a letter with your tithes and offerings. As we're going to get ready to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen, I've only got a couple of minutes. My name is Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. My telephone number, and I'm live tonight here on June the 1st. This is July the 1st, I'm sorry. July the 1st, I'm live on WWCR around the world on the mighty voice that transmits in Jewel the South with a shepherd's call. 626, that's area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you next Sunday night live around the world with a shepherd's call.